I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Right now, the Vermont State House is debating a bill that creates a special commission to look at the legalization of marijuana. Just a few minutes ago, lawmakers rejected an amendment that would have decriminalized the growing of two marijuana plants. That vote was 77 to 70. VPR's Bob Kinzel has the latest.
The first issue facing the House was to vote on the Senate's plan to legalize marijuana beginning in January of 2018. The plan also creates a state regulatory structure to sell, grow, and tax marijuana. House Judiciary Chairperson Maxine Grad expressed strong concerns about the Senate's approach and said, quote, "It is not the Vermont way."
My vote is a vote against creating a large-scale commercial market that does not allow for small-scale growing for personal use or does not further the role of small growers and community-supported agriculture.
The House rejected the Senate plan by a vote of 121 to 28. House Minority Leader Don Turner then proposed holding a statewide, non-binding referendum on primary election day in August to allow voters to express their opinion on the question of legalizing marijuana.
You guys want to know if Vermont wants it legalized? Put your money where your mouth is. Vote for my amendment.
Many Democrats argued that August was a terrible time to hold a referendum vote because few Vermonters vote in the primary election. And Woodstock Representative Allison Clarkson said the plan was an abdication of legislative responsibility.
We are elected to represent our constituents. We are elected to make tough decisions. That's our responsibility.
The House defeated the non-binding referendum plan by a vote of 97 to 51. That vote set the stage for a debate over a compromise plan drafted by House Democratic leaders over the past few days. It calls for the decriminalization of growing up to two plants. It includes additional prevention and education programs for young people, and it creates a special commission to research many of the issues surrounding the legalization of marijuana. Newbury Representative Chip Conquest said the panel was needed to closely study the experience of Colorado and Washington, two states that have developed a retail market for marijuana.
The data is not really reliable. I don't think, at least for my part, I didn't feel like I could count on it to really give me a good indication of what was happening.
Conquest noted that Vermont has already decriminalized the possession of up to an ounce of marijuana, and he said it was time to take the same approach with the cultivation of two plants so that people can get their marijuana from a legal source. But a number of House members argued that it's a mistake to allow for the cultivation of plants. Because of procedural issues at the end of the session, if the House passes any part of its proposal, Senate leaders will not be able to amend the House plan and instead will have to accept or reject it. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.